بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So during the month of Muharram and Safar, so many morning sessions and gatherings and majalis are held for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, Prophet Muhammad, and these gatherings are in remembrance of, usually of the tragedy of Karbala, the demise anniversary of the infallibles all across the world of Islam. So when we attend, so many lamentations are recited over there. The people are supposed to shed tears over there. Some of them cannot shed tears and cry for these tragedies of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the rest of the infallibles. Is it because they have done sins? And what to do if we want to shed tears for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, truthfully?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, especially for the tragedy of Karbala and the afflictions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. There are so many narrations in Shia and Sunni sources about the virtue and merits for shedding tears for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and how much reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for such people. Now, some people complain that they are not able to shed tears, and on the other hand, some people may accuse them of committing major and great sins, and that is why they are not able to shed tears. There are a couple of points to be taken into consideration. Before that, there is a very important point, and that is the fact that usually when such questions are raised, some people suffice with just one answer. For example, in this case, they say that because you have committed sins.
Yes.
Okay, yes, this can be one of the reasons, but for sure it's not the only reason. Or for example, when people are complaining of different problems, be it diseases or, natural disasters like earthquake and whatever, some people only refer to the issue of committing sins. It is true that in the narrations we are told that one of the reasons for the afflictions can be sins, but it's not the only reason. There That's might right. be other reasons. So the significant point is to take into account all the points which are mentioned by the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Now,
right.
for not being able to shed tears, it might be for various reasons. One of them is the issue of what we call it genetics or inheritance. People are not the same in terms of the talents, feelings, and emotions and spirits. Even, for example, when you lose a dear one, you see that some people shed tears a lot, profusely, and some people are not able to shed tears at all or not as much as other people. So to some extent, it is rooted in one's genetics and what we call it, what he or she has inherited from their parents.
Right.
So for some people, the fact that they are not able to shed tears has nothing to do with the concept of committing sins. No, it might be rooted in their genetics and what they have inherited from their parents.
That's right.
But the second point is that, yes, it is explicitly mentioned in the narrations that one of the reasons that you are not able to shed tears for different cases, for out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means out of fear for your bad actions and for the tragedy of Karbala and so on and so forth, is the concept of qasawat al-qalb, the hardness of your heart.
Yeah. Or being the heart like the stone. Exactly. Like that, that's right.
So in different and various narrations, we are told about the negative consequences of this hardness, this qasawa of the heart. And for example, addressing Abu Dhar, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, is quoted as saying that, "Oh Abu Dhar, those people who are able to shed tears, then they should shed tears. Otherwise, they should do what we call it tabaki."
Mm-hmm.
So shedding tear is so important that in some cases when we are not able to shed tears, we need to somehow pretend. I mean, we show as if we are shedding tears. We are sad.
Okay.
Now, why some people are suffering from qasawatul qalb? There are, some factors which are mentioned in the narrations. For sure, one of the most significant and important factors here is committing sins.
Okay.
Imam Ali alayhi salam is quoted as saying, those people who are not able to shed tears, it is because of the fact that they have a hard heart. I mean, they are suffering from qasawat al-qalb. And qasawat al-qalb is caused by, increasing by committing so many sins. Wasa'il al-Shi'a, volume 11, page 337. This is one point. So committing sins for sure is one of the reasons
yes.
that may prevent some people from being able to shed tears.
That's all right.
The second point is involvement in worldly pleasures. And on the other hand, for getting rid of that, we are told of zuhd, a kind of positive asceticism toward the mundane pleasures. Imam Ali alayhi salam is quoted as saying, those people who are true ascetic, they are able to cry, although they apparently and seemingly may laugh. Najm al-Balagha, Sermon 113.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
The next cause for qasawat al-qalb is to have what we call it long wishes. Of course, to have wishes, to have, a hope for future is in and of itself something positive.
Yes.
But to aspire for long wishes that you will never be able to reach, especially when it comes to worldly issues and worldly pleasures, then it is another reason for qasawat al-qalb.
That's all right. The we can say the stoneness of the heart or being hard stoned or something like that was also a main attribute of the enemies of Islam too,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Yes.
I mean the infallibles, the imams, they themselves were very much brave and courageous, you know, during the wars and the battlefields. But they say that during midnights in their prayer, in their mm-hmm. salat, in their worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they used to shed tears a lot.
Exactly. And the same people who are so much courageous in the war, mm-hmm. when it comes to, women or to captives of war, you see mm-hmm. that the imams are the most compassionate people toward the women,
right.
children, and captives, and so on and so forth. So it's not like killing and slaughtering the people. No,
that's
even
right.
in the war, they are acting upon human values.
Mm-hmm.
The other point is gluttony. There are a number of narrations which tell us that eating too much and gluttony may lead you to be, as you mentioned, hard and
stone-hearted. That's right.
So for some people who are suffering from not being able to shed tears, maybe it is because of the fact that they're eating too much. So they may try to, get rid of this negative problem. In terms
Does sinning or committing sin with the eyes have also effects on this matter?
All the sins, it doesn't have,
especially with
difference.
The eyes, the sins today. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Because, it is the source of shedding tears. Mm-hmm. It can be also one of the main roots for not being able to shed tears. There are a couple of other points which may help people to get rid of qasawatul qalb, as mentioned by the narrations, reciting the Quran, taking part in the funeral ceremonies. Usually when you take part in the funeral ceremonies, it has so many positive consequences and results. You can rid of being attached to this worldly pleasures because you're watching the end of this life, and so on and so forth. And the next point that I would like to share is, nutrition. Some foods and drinks and fruits, they have some effect in being able to shed tears or not being able to shed tears. So for some people who are suffering from that, they may also consult some experts in this regard and consume the foods which may help them to be able to shed tears.
That's right.
The last point that I would like to share is that in the narrations, we are told that the hearts, they have iqbal and idbar, meaning that sometimes they feel like doing a recommended actions. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about obligatory actions. Mm-hmm. We need to say the obligatory prayers. But for example, when it comes to the recommended prayers, the narrations tell us that you need to pay attention to the iqbal and idbar of your heart, meaning that sometimes you feel like, for example, reciting the Quran, your heart helps you. But sometimes you feel that you do not feel like doing a recommended actions. So when it comes to, for example, listening to a noha, a lamentation, sometimes we see that this is not a good time for our heart to listen to a lamentation. So put it aside, delay it for another time. When your heart is able to turn and pay careful attention toward the lamentation. So my point is that sometimes, based on the narration, sometimes the fact that we are not able to shed tears, it is because of the fact that at that time, we do not feel like that. Mm-hmm. Our heart does not feel like that. So we need to pay attention also to the concept of iqbal and idbar of the heart. That's whether our heart feels, like shedding tears or doesn't feel like that.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Halimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the question, the significance of shedding tears for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, why sometimes we are not able to do so, what are the reasons, and what are the best guidelines if we want to shed tears more for the afflictions befalling upon the Prophet Muhammad and the infallible Imams, especially Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. See you in another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن الآن إن في الجنة نارا من ذهب إن في الجنة نارا من ذهب لعلي وحسين وحسن